From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Saudi Arabia's state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired at the international airport northeast of Riyadh. The statement came Saturday after reports that a loud explosion had been heard in the area. Unconfirmed reports say the missile came from Yemen, where Saudi Arabia is leading a military alliance against the armed Houthi movement, which claimed responsibility. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri resigned on Saturday, saying he sensed a plot on his life. David Doyle reports.
I have sensed what is being plotted covertly to target my life. So said Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri as he announced his resignation on Saturday. In a televised statement, Hariri said he was stepping down because he feared for his life, adding that the climate in Lebanon is the same as when his father, the late Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, was assassinated in 2005. His statement also criticised Iran and its ally in Lebanon, Hezbollah. Hariri has visited Saudi Arabia, the political enemy of Iran and Hezbollah, twice in the past week. His statement was reportedly made from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
And that was reporter David Doyle. A leader of one of Catalonia's largest separatist parties says it will only participate in upcoming regional elections if Spanish authorities release jailed separatists from prison. Marta Rovira, Secretary General of the Republican Left Party.
We cannot go into elections without the main political and social leaders, with an option allowing debate inside a prison, because this causes the same effect as making an electoral program illegal.
Prosecutors are looking to charge armed members of the dismissed government for their parts in pushing through a declaration of independence by Catalonia's parliament. This is VOA News.